Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best.
What do you think is something in the culture, yes, not necessarily a movie that will that in 10 years people look back and go, "Hey"?
I don't know. I got to think about that. I'm going to give you an answer to that. I'm being told that there's a call on the line. Is that hello?
Hey, little brother.
Who is this?
Come on, it's your big brother. Run, you dip.
This is what I was told that there was an important call on hold. We went through a lot of hassle to get this on. Oh my God, I can't believe, for people listening, this is my older brother Ron Sharpling.
Oh.
How are you, Ron?
Wait, is that it? That's the intro?
Yeah, what do you mean, is that it?
Well, you didn't say anything about my very successful landmark podcast, Brother Ron's Reel, The Best Show, nor did you say anything about my supporting role in this Bob's Burgers movie.
Wait, what was the Bob's Burgers movie? What is what is the Bob's Burgers movie?
What?
There's a Bob.
Do you know about this?
No, I don't know that there's a Bob's Burgers movie. And you're involved in it?
Oh, yeah. Anyone who's anyone is doing a voice in this thing. You're doing a voice, right? Quit kidding.
No, well, this is the first I'm hearing of it. I'm not doing a voice in it. But everybody's doing a voice, so yeah.
That's rough. Sorry, I wrote it up. Oh, man. But I'll tell you, this thing's going to be huge.
The Bob's Burgers movie?
Yeah, it's going to be massive. It's being directed by Bruce Strauss Milliken. You know, he's the guy that did the Warriors TV series back in 1980.
The what? The Warriors? The Warriors was Walter Hill, the movie.
The TV show.
The
TV show.
There was no Warriors TV series.
There sure was.
Oh,
you don't remember this?
No, never heard.
It was directed by Trent L. Strauss's step half cousin.
Bruce Strauss?
Bruce Strauss Milliken.
Oh, Milliken.
You're into film and you don't know these guys?
Uh huh. Oh. Well, look, I don't know anything about the Warriors TV series.
Oh. Do you want to be taken to TV school?
Sure. Take me to TV school, Ron.
All right. Get on the bus.
Okay, I'm on the bus.
Make a bus sound. Come on. Make a sound like you're getting on the bus.
That's the doors opening.
All right.
Clump, clump, clump. Is that seat open? Why am I doing this? Why am I actually going along with you pretending I'm getting on the bus?
Because I'm your older brother. You do everything the older brother says.
No, well.
Now go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom and stick your head in the toilet.
Or we're off the bus, though, right? This bus thing's done.
No, I mean now.
Oh, no, not in real life.
You are.
No, I'm not doing
it. Come on, do it!
No, you can't pick on me like you used to. No, Ron.
All right, well, school's in session, all right?
Okay.
Well, you know, of course, the Warriors is this huge cult movie now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it came when it came out, they actually they stopped promoting it because kids were icing each other outside the theaters. You know, so it was nowhere near as big as it could have been at the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, President Reagan loved it.
The TV show?
No, the movie!
The movie. Okay, sorry.
Yes. Reagan
loved the movie The Warriors.
He did. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He even called the director, Michael Beck, and he said, you know, I watched it at Camp David, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which... If you think about it, it's probably the first time a sitting president has ever heard the phrase strange wool in reference to, you know, a nameless woman's sex bucket. What?
Oh, that's,
oh, God,
that's the worst thing yet.
Oh, wow.
Well, look, well, anyway. The Warriors was enough of a hit film that Norman Lear, he went and got the rights for a series in mid-1979.
Norman Lear, the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The All in the Family and...
Good Times.
Good Times,
yeah,
and
all that stuff.
Maud.
Yep.
Okay. Never heard that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they actually shot a whole season's worth of episodes in the spring of 1980. But unfortunately, only one episode ran before they pulled the plug on it.
Uh-huh. Well, why'd they pull the plug?
Well, you know, the show didn't know if it wanted to be a funny Welcome Back Kotter-esque sitcom or like a violent smash-your-skull-with-a-baseball-bat effing in an alley horror porn drama. You know how that goes?
Sure. Who doesn't know how that goes, Ron? That's the eternal conundrum, right?
It is, yeah.
Well, look, I
think Jesus spoke of this, right? In Galatians 17 and 28, I don't know.
Galatians.
I have my biblical stuff nailed down.
Galatians, is that an actual section of the Bible?
Galatians, yeah, right?
Look, you've never been much of a theologian, so I'm just going to let that slide.
No, do you know what I used to do when everyone was going to church in the morning?
What? Well, I do know. Why don't you tell them?
I would sneak out the back, mm-hmm. and I would, you know, if it was summer, I would just jump in the pool, and I had a reed. You know how, like, in those prison escape movies, the guy would get in a lake with a reed, and he would breathe through the reed? You know, so the cops and their dogs wouldn't find him.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
doing that for like hours
in a pool, though, that everyone yeah. could see you in with the reed. You understand?
Oh, wait, you don't think mom and dad saw my ass, do you?
Everyone saw you in the pool. Yes, everyone saw you in there. Those movies, people are doing it in like a swamp. You were doing it in a clear pool.
Now that I think of it, my logic is slightly flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Crap.
So look, this Warriors TV series.
Wait, is this why everyone used to call me the Reed Dummy?
Yes, this is probably why everyone called you the Reed Dummy.
S-hit.
Okay, look, Ron. This Warriors TV series, I understand the idea that they would try to make it like a Welcome Back Kotter type show, because there was precedent for that at least, but there was no other violent, super violent shows on TV in the early 80s like that.
Why, no, yeah. And that's why it's one of the greatest, weirdest TV footnotes of all time.
Mm-hmm.
See, strap yourself in here.
Okay.
The basic log line of the show,
mm-hmm.
that's a Hollywood term that there's no way in hell you've ever heard of.
The log line. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go.
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
I haven't.
See, I knew it, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so here's how it goes. After struggling to make their way back to Coney Island, the Riffs reward the Warriors' bravery by giving them $10,000 in ill-gotten money to start their own hot dog stand.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Warriors Wieners.
A hot dog stand, Warriors Wieners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, basically the story is about Swan, Snow, Vermin, and the rest of the gang trying to strike a balance between running a successful business during the day and going the F off at night, getting knee-deep in sick crimes galore.
Okay.
And there's this other plot line, too,
mm-hmm.
where Mercy, that's the chick, you know, that they pick up from the orphans.
Yeah.
She and Swan, they get married, and they have quintuplets. And, of course, that causes a big divide between Swan and the warriors because, you know, Swan loves to get down on strange wool and smash heads, and Mercy's constantly nagging his ass about being an all-night rumbling with, you know, the orphans and the high-life furies.
It's the baseball furies.
Cracking episodes of the Warriors TV show much? It don't sound like you do.
Well, it don't sound like I do because until 5 minutes ago, I didn't know it existed. So
it's more that skewed logic of mine, in effect.
What are the High Life Furies?
Oh, well, see, High Life was just starting to get popular when the Warriors TV series was being shot.
Mm-hmm.
And CBS had very high hopes for it becoming the number one sport in America.
Okay.
And they were going to tie it into Wednesday Night High Life. But then, of course, the sport died after the High Life slasher went on that heinous rampage in early 1981. Oh, remember that?
That was so troubling. Everyone was so on edge.
We were scared. Yes.
It was like people were scared to attend High Life matches.
And everyone wanted to see those matches.
It was one of those things.
I remember you pleading with mom and dad, please let us go to High Life.
I loved it. I mean,
yeah,
it how many people did he kill?
I'd have to look it up, but it was at least 300.
Unbelievable. 314, I'm looking at here.
Look it up. Oh, you did? Yeah.
I am.
It was 314, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. That
scary.
That ended the sport, so.
It did, yeah. Yeah. Oh, but getting back to the show.
Mm-hmm.
One cool thing about the show was every episode featured a band stopping by the hot dog stand.
Really? They stopped by Warriors Wieners?
Yeah, yeah.
Like who?
Oh, man. I was trying to remember. Oh, I know this. It was like, off the top of my head, Blondie, Parliament, REO Speedwagon, Bad Brains, Air Supply, The Misfits, who else? Lips Inc., G.G. Allen and the Jabbers, Eddie Grant, Molly Hatchet, who else? Ambrosia, The Jam, Classics Nouveau. I'm pretty sure Blue Oyster Cult was on there, Manhattan Transfer, The Clash, Burning Spear, who else? Bush Tetras, Sheena Easton, Rainbow, Spandau Ballet, who else? ESG, The Outlaws, Gary Numan, Cockney Rejects, Atletico Spiz 80, Michael Jackson, Gang of Four, Yes.
No. All of those bands stopped?
That may have been it, yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was supposed to be amazing. And at the end of every episode, just as the credits were about to roll, the Warriors would come on screen and start jamming and singing along with whatever single the band was promoting on the show.
Oh, that sounds insane. I mean, like you'd get an episode of this show where the characters from the Warriors would what, sing with Yes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was actually the episode that aired that I saw. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you must have been busy playing wacky packages with your friend Darren that night. Oh, my God. Man, I will never forget the god-awful racket you guys made that summer. You had the bright idea to write and record your own version of Pink Floyd's The Wall. Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk about this. No, please.
What did you call it? You called it the Newbridge Wall. Isn't that right?
Look, Ron, this Warriors TV show, yes, we're really on it.
Oh, they were, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so check it out. So right before the credits, you know, you hear...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
That iconic sound. You know?
Yeah.
And then you see that it's Yes vocalist Trevor Horn making that sound. And then Trevor Horn delivers that iconic line, which, of course, you know, has become one of the most famous movie lines ever uttered.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's as classic as it gets. I mean, there's, I don't know.
It was like, Warriors! Warriors! Warriors, get ready to play.
No, that's not the line.
Oh, it's great.
That's not the line.
What?
That's not the line.
Sure it is.
No, that's not
the line. It's Warriors, get ready to play.
No, it's not get ready to play.
What do you think it is?
What is it? It's Warriors come out.
Come out to Warriors come out to play.
Come out to play.
It's Warriors, colon, get ready to play.
Colon.
They're getting ready to play.
No. That's not the line at all. You're so off.
I'm positive it's get ready to play.
No. No, you're positive. I'm positive that you're wrong. It's wrong. There's no middle ground on this, Ron. It's right or wrong, and you're wrong on this one. I mean,
let's get ready to play.
No, this is,
well,
I don't understand what this is, where people get these famous quotes from movies wrong and they add get ready into the mix. Like
what?
From Scarface. There was somebody thought the line was get ready to meet my little friend.
It is.
No, that's not what
get
the
ready
line.
To meet my little friend.
No, that's not the line at all. Get ready to meet my little friend. So gentle. He's talking about a machine gun.
Yeah.
Wait, were you going to do an impression there?
Happened with me all. What was that?
Were you starting to do an impression?
Get ready to meet my little friend.
Well, that sounded Southern. You sounded Scarface was not Southern.
Sure it is. He's French. It's Scarface.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Look, Ron.
He's from the bayou, isn't he?
No, he was not from the bayou. He was from Cuba.
It's the steamboat. It's the steamboat scene. Do you remember this?
Steamboat scene.
He's
in
unschooling you on everything.
There was no steamboat scene in Scarface.
Yes,
Ron.
It is. And movie trivia for you, it's the same steamboat that they used in the Culture Club Church of the Poison Mind video.
Oh, Ron, I think that's the Karma Chameleon video has the steamboat, but that's...
Oh, you know, hey, I admit when I'm wrong, you took me to New Wave School just now, I admit it.
There you go. Well, I guess we're both getting an education tonight. So...
Right, yeah, okay, goes both ways. Look, so anyway, so then all the gang members came out and they all sang a Tempest Fugit along with Yes, and it was actually quite musical. I think you would have liked it.
So they're singing from the album Drama. So to promote the album Drama.
Punk album.
Yeah, the punk album. Hey, Ron, can I ask you a question? How do you happen to just have three empty Coke bottles handy?
What do you mean? Don't you?
No.
Really? Oh, yeah. It's just fun to, it's like a fun thing. It's like, you know, some people smoke, and some people, you know, do the Coke bottle thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who's a big triple Coke bottle guy?
Who's that?
Obama.
Obama is a big, he has three Coke bottles with him?
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why there are all those weird sounds in that Marc Maron podcast with him. They tried to filter it out with a compressor.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can barely hear it, though. Yeah, yeah.
But the whole time Obama is clinking three Coke bottles.
He's clinking away.
Uh-huh.
Doing the tri-bottle clink.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that what you call it?
Who else is a tri-bottle clinker?
Who's that?
Pete Rose.
Oh, okay. Is that a thing? Who is and isn't a tri-bottle clinker?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who else is. Julius Irving was. Charlie Harper of the UK Subs. Who else? Bob Dylan.
Really?
Don Rickles. Yeah, Don Rickles. He's a tri-bottle clinker.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Carpenter. Bob Costas.
Who's that? Who's that last one?
Who's that?
Bob Costas.
Costas.
How do you say it?
Suddenly, now you're being strangely deferential to Hispanic voice. You're pronouncing Costas as if he's from Cuba, but you're doing this Scarface voice like he's from. Well, you think he's from the Bayou. Look, I'm not gonna open.
I like old people.
Look,
you know that.
What's going on here
everybody.
Tonight? What's going on, Ron?
What do you mean?
You didn't call to talk about this stuff. Look, I
want to see if you're doing that Bob's Burgers thing. And I'll tell you what, man. I just hope that the Bob's Burgers schedule doesn't interfere with these live shows.
Live shows? What live shows?
Mine and Patton's. Why?
Live shows, yours and what? Oswald Patton.
Yeah, why?
You are doing live shows.
I wanted to let your brother tell you.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to let Ron tell me.
Yeah, yeah. He was excited and he wanted to tell you,
This is... Okay, Ron, why don't you tell me then? Because Patton clearly is now looking the other way and is not making eye contact with me. And
yeah, we do this really fun live show. And, you know, we have a band and we sing songs and I do these funny characters. And the best one is this one character, Delaware Dan.
Delaware Dan. So this is a character you do and you're doing like he's from Delaware then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all things Delaware food and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I also do this live version of the Joe Show.
Oh,
one of them is like it's an interview show between Joe Walsh and Joe Namath, and it's like something like
that. Yeah, no, I know what it is, Ron. I came up with it.
Joe Walsh, you play in the Eagles, and that's really good. Your guitar is really good. Thanks, man.
That's I know what that is. You stole it from me.
Cracks me up so much when he does that. That is,
oh, you that like is that, Pat?
I mean, it's funny. Those voices are, and I don't know. There's just something that the energy that he brings to it is great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Only I can do it.
I can do it.
I tried when we were talking about this, but he shot it down, and I'll defer to him. But I wanted to do the Joe show. I do, I think, a good Joe Mantegna, but he doesn't think it's up to his
standard.
Ron's
exacting standards.
Well, I mean, those are good impressions.
I think if you workshop this for another like 3 years, we'll be good to go with it.
Okay.
So,
right now, he just says it gets a little too busy with three Joes.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think it is too.
Just defer to him.
It's getting there though. But Tom, I'm getting this vibe from you, and I don't like it. And I just have to say this to you.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be such a sore loser. You know, so your podcast is ranked number 301, just behind Bobzilla's Fartcast, okay? And mine's in the top 10, just behind that podcast everyone's creaming themselves over about the guy who got arrested for murdering some other guy. Maybe did it, maybe didn't. Who knows? Who cares?
Is that Serial? I didn't listen to Serial. I'm assuming that's what you're...
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Ron. I'm actually with you on that. But... Look, you and Patton Oswalt are doing live shows together. This is...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do a handful of shows on the West Coast. They're going to be a blast.
Uh-huh. When are you doing these shows?
Let me check my schedule here. I got it here somewhere. Let's see. Oh, Seattle on August 27th. Portland on the 29th. San Francisco on September 3rd and LA on September 5th.
We had to add a second show in Portland, by the way.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Sold out instantly. Crazy.
So hold on. These dates are exactly the same dates that I'm touring with my show, the Sharpling and Worcester. We're doing Seattle, then Portland, then San Francisco, then LA on all of those same days.
Huh.
Hmm.
Oh. I don't know what to tell you there, son.
Oh, you're not sure what to tell me there, son. There's no influence? What?
Pardon me?
So it just happens to be the dates, huh?
Look, he just sent me the itinerary, and I was free, so I said, yeah, I mean.
And you didn't think to check with me. Well, they look, I guess.
I
look,
feel kind of weird now.
I didn't know you do live stuff. I figure you sit at that desk all day or something.
Just typing
away with those fudge fingers.
Oh, that's nice. You're so mean, Ron.
Hey, Ron, I hate to interrupt. Are you broadcasting right now?
I'm about to.
Okay, well, because
I'm calling.
Hashtag bitter whiny Tom is trending.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, wow. That's weird. Oh, man. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's charming.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, that makes me. Yeah.
Chris Hardwick just sent it out too. Boy, he's got a lot of followers. Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Any press is good press, right?
Sure.
Don't you think?
No, but I don't know what. So you just called to rub this in my face is why you called. Did you you booked tour dates to just ape the ones I have on the books, and then you get Patton and he's doing the show with.
No.
So this is not why you called?
No.
Why?
No.
Why'd
no.
you call
All right. then? Here's the reason I called.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'm about to interview Governor Christie for my podcast. How cool is this that I get him the day he throws his hat into the ring for president? I mean, this is going to drive my downloads way up.
Governor Christie.
Yeah.
Who I've been trying to get for over 2 years to do my show. Trying to get him on the best show. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So he's doing your show, but I've been working on it for ages.
Tom, I got to be honest again. This is a very unflattering look for you. Why can't you just be happy for your older and more gifted brother? You know, if you're nicer to me, maybe I'll hook you up with a few of the guests that I've got coming up on my show as the year goes on.
Who could you possibly have lined up on your show?
I got the list right here. Hang on. I'll be honest, I don't know who 80% of these idiots are. My producer lined them up.
Hey, Ron, when you talk to Governor Christie, and I don't want to spoil it, you don't need to say yes or no, are you going to bring out Jerry the Ferret, that puppet that you use, which is so hilarious to talk to Governor Christie?
Yeah. It's the best idea I've ever had.
Oh, that kills me. Jerry the Ferret. It's this puppet, and it is
Sounds so unique.
Oh, my God.
He's so insulting. It's so good.
He's the best. That cracks me up.
It is.
Oh.
Man. Hey, you know, I'm...
These, these guests
who
Tim Heidecker and Greg Turkington.
Okay, I've had them on my show.
Brett Gelman.
Mm-hmm. He's been on my show.
Jason Walliner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jerry Ferrara. Sounds like a Latin dancer. Kristen Schaal.
Yes.
John Oliver.
Yeah, been on my show.
Ellie Kemper.
Yep, been on my show.
Lisa Jane Persky. Oh, of course, from the Kiss movie.
From the Kiss movie, yeah. She made, Lisa Jane Persky is actually here, Ron.
No!
Yeah.
Dirty D is there?
Yes. Dirty D from Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park is here.
Oh my God.
I was going to tell you, hey. Tom. I'm sorry. I was going to tell you.
Tell me what?
Miss Persky?
Yeah.
Yes.
Miss Persky?
Yes.
I wanted to say this until you were on the show, but I have to ask you right now.
Yes.
There's a bet going around on the Kiss boards, and some people are saying that you had two kids by Ace Frehley, and some are saying you had four.
Oh, really? Well, you know, that's really personal. That's a really personal question to be asking right off the bat.
Was that going to be your lead question?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I might have to talk to my agent about
this. Save it for the show. Save for the show because about a million more people will be listening than are listening to this.
Who else? Who else is lined up on your show?
Matt Walsh. Julie Klausner.
Mm-hmm. Had her on my show.
Jake Fugelnest.
Yeah.
Molly Shannon.
She's been on my show.
Rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Maron, who I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, he's been on my show.
He's going to be on Chris Gethard. I guess he's a porno guy.
Mm-hmm. Gethard.
Yola Tango, and must be like a Latino dance troupe. Kevin Corrigan, don't know it. Oh, here's finally one that I do know. Paul Rudd, which is going to be great because I can't wait to ask him about the recording of Back in Black.
Paul Rudd. Now, that's... So you're going to have Paul Rudd, the actor, on, but you're confusing him with Phil Rudd, the drummer from AC/DC, if you're going to ask him about the recording of Back in Black.
Ugh, I was going to. Uh-huh. Who is he?
He's an actor. He's in the movie Ant-Man.
These actors.
Yeah?
I tell you, man, I get enough of them after like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Me.
Then you had enough?
Yeah, I've had enough, But I'll tell you, I wish my producer Mort would get me some of my favorite porn people, you know, and that's something I can really talk about. I'd love to get Dr. Phil on.
Dr. Phil, the advice guy?
Oh, no, you're thinking of that guy. Now, this guy's Dr. Phil. He spells it F-I-L-L.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Whoa.
Dr. Phil. Ugh. Even Patton didn't like that one.
Yeah, dude.
He's the... Oh, I thought you liked Dr. Phil, Patton.
Look, can we just talk off the air about it?
Sorry. Of course, yeah.
Okay, that's right. That's off-air material Ron and...
It really is.
You guys...
Oh, I think that's like a triple X show we could do. Patton and Ron's off-the-record erotic fair.
We could maybe do like a bonus midnight thing at Dante's in Portland because now the second Portland show is selling out like crazy.
Oh, great. So you do adding a third show.
Oh, that's, man. It's amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I can't believe, Ron, that you have just listed every single guest who was on my show in order that they were on my show. That was literally the order that they appeared on my show. And this is
really,
yeah, and I'm pushed to the point right now. I came out here. I'm in Los Angeles. I came here because I've been working on trying to make the best show as kind of special as it can be, and then I come out here because I was working on this Chris Christie thing, talking to his PR firm that's setting up all these appearances for him to try to convince them to have him appear on the show for an interview. And then you snake it.
You think I scooped you, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, look, I can't be arguing about this trifle right now while Governor Christie is in my backyard gazebo studio, okay?
Wait, hold on. I'm not. He's there now?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, and when did you get a backyard gazebo studio?
Ever since my podcast exploded.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's where I do the show. I'm in there right now, too.
Okay. Where's the governor?
Yeah, Governor Christie is in the soundproof part waiting for me to start the interview. And, I sit in the control room on the other side of the glass. And, you know, the interviewee is on the other side. And we wear headphones to hear each other. And it makes the sound quality totally amazeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this term?
Amazeballs?
Yeah, I love it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't love it so much.
I love that. I also love when people say something is on point.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love when people are described as being a badass.
Like, especially when they're not particularly, like, they're
a
not
badass.
Yeah, they're not uniquely tough in any capacity.
Exactly, yes. Uh-huh. But their friends call them a badass on social media.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you like.
I love it. I wish somebody would do a movie about it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, Ron, I don't know what to tell you. I don't even know why. So you called to rub this in my face then?
No, I didn't.
Wait, are you crying?
You gotta help me.
You're crying.
Ron.
Yes, you gotta help me.
Why? What?
I don't know what to ask Governor Christie.
Uh-huh.
I don't follow politics at all.
Yeah.
His PR person out in L.A., he saw how high my podcast is ranked, and he begged me to get him on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Another great thing of, it sounds completely fair because your thing is ranked. God knows how you get it ranked so high. You're clearly spiking it somehow. And I do all the, sure, I know all the facts about everything. Could have done a pretty balanced and representative interview with the governor, but then of course you'd go get him to be on your show. I keep up on all this stuff. You know nothing about it. So it makes perfect sense that he's on your show.
Tom, please. I promise to do anything you ask of me if you help me come up with questions for Governor Christie. I mean, he's probably going to be elected president because he's so even-keeled and impossible to rile. And I'll make sure he's on your little show when he's elected president, okay? Please. Please. I literally don't know anything about him. Please, Tom. Baby brother, please.
Ugh, this is so disgusting.
Please.
Fine. Okay. Just stop crying. Oh, it's okay, so disturbing.
I don't want any of this when we're on tour, dude. You just gotta pull it together, okay?
Okay.
Right. Tom, help him out.
Yeah, you'll tighten it up.
Yeah.
All right, Ron.
Oh, man.
You're gonna talk to the governor. Ask him, for starters, ask him like what his favorite Bruce Springsteen album is. That'll loosen things up.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. I'm gonna start the interview. I'll have my headphone on one ear, and I'll have you in the other. Okay, so you'll only hear my end of this. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, President Chris. I'm sorry. That's wishful thinking, right? Okay, sir, we are rolling. Thank you so much for being on Brother Ron's Real the Best Show, and congratulations on your announcement today. If I could vote for you twice, I certainly would. Sir, what is your favorite album by New Jersey's own The Boss, Bruce Springsteen? Oh, A Born to Run Man. That is a great album, sir. I love that, too. What's that? Me? Oh, I love the one that has Cowboy Pete on it, which is Darkness and the Edge of Town.
Uh-huh. No, that's not the one that has Outlaw Pete on it, Ron.
Just give me another question.
What's that you would ask him? Okay, ask him what his favorite New Jersey beach is.
Governor Christie, New Jersey is home to so many great beaches, and this being summer, which, if you had to pick one, is your favorite beach to hit for fun in the sun? Oh, yeah. Barnegat is great. Oh, Ship Bottom, yes. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah. Oh, I love Brigantine Castle. When I was a kid, I was very, very scared of that, yeah. Ocean City, sure, yeah. Cape May, yeah. Oh, Wildwood. I've never been to Seaside Heights. Oh, but I totally understand how you can't pick just one. No, it's a hard choice. What was that? Me? Oof. I'd say probably Ocean City. Yeah, I love Mac and Manco's pizza. That's my favorite. I'll tell you though, it was such a shame that they found that severed leg in that one pie last year, though. Really caused some havoc in their business there. Lost a lot of repeat customers for sure.
Ron?
Right, give me another gun.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm actually texting you this next one because it's a little long, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to hit send now. Okay, just send it.
Governor Christie, you've been such a hero and champion to the people of New Jersey through your courageous actions during Hurricane Sandy and, of course, your tireless work on behalf of the state in general. And while I know that the citizens of America will love you as president, there has been some talk about whether the Bridgegate scandal will be a hurdle that you need to overcome before you can truly have a shot at the White House. What? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Sir, what are you doing?
Ron, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
What?
He's got this crazy look in his eyes. Sir, no!
Wait, what is it?
I've never seen anything like this. He's staring daggers at me. Literal daggers, Tom.
Are you okay?
No! Oh, my God. Sir, what are you doing? Sir, no! Oh, my God. Tommy's going crazy. Tom, call 911. Wait, what is the number? What is it?
911. What?
Oh, why did I pay better attention in emergency school? Oh, no.
Okay. No, you got to run.
Oh, no. Sir, please, no. No. Oh, my God. He's broken through. He's broken through. Oh, no, sir. Please, no.
He broke out of the booth?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please stay away. Oh, my God. Tom, please help me.
Wait, what is that? Ron, that's not the actual governor, is it?
Ah! Oh, my God. No, sir. He's devouring my haunches. Oh, my God. No, I'm trying to get him off me. Oh, no.
Is there a horn?
Oh, there's... Oh, no! Oh, no!
Ron?
Ron.
Yeah, this rabid half governor, half presidential candidate, one-tenth part mutant party machine has two horns.
Wait, I think the line just went dead. Is the line dead? Oh, my God. My brother. I think he might have been devoured by Chris Christie.
Text Andy Kindler and see if he's free in the fall to do some shows.
Yeah,
I
think you have some openings.
Oh, boy. Anyone wants to open for me?
All right. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.